the school.
And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. It's the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team getting set to take on the St. Edward Hilltoppers out of San Antonio, Texas. It's the first game of the Hawaii Classic for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. I'm John Coffey. I have the broadcast for you throughout this evening as Northwest getting set again to face St. Edward's. The Bearcats coming in, they're undefeated in the season and in the MIAA. They come in with an 8-0 overall record. They finished a couple games in the conference schedule prior to coming out to Hawaii, where they won both the matchups with Lindenwood as well as Nebraska Kearney to go to 2-0 in conference play when they resume conference play coming up after Christmas. For Northwest, they also come in ranked 10th in this week's NABC Division II Top 25 poll, as they've steadily gone up the poll rankings with that undefeated record again in the number 10 spot in this week's action. One other school out of the MIAA in the top 25 this week, that's Washburn, as they come in at number 2. Again, it's Northwest and St. Edward's. I'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to McKinley High School in Honolulu, Hawaii. Northwest Missouri State will be taking on St. Edward's. The tip-off time is set for about 15 minutes from now, 5:15 Central Time. They moved things back about 15 minutes due to St. Edward's team bus taking the team from the hotel to McKinley High School here. Had some issues, so they were a little bit delayed getting to the gymnasium for this matchup, so they've moved everything back about 15 minutes to enable St. Edward's to go through their proper pregame warm-up. So that's the reason for the delay here in the first game of the evening's action here at McKinley High School with the Hawaii Classic. Again, Northwest and St. Edward's. It's the first of two games for the Northwest men. They'll be back in action tomorrow evening. It's a 10 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on there at 9:40 with our pregame as Northwest will face a team that's familiar to Northwest sports fans after Northwest football team played Harding earlier this year in the NCAA Division II playoffs. They will face Harding's basketball squad tomorrow evening. Again, we'll have that broadcast for you as well beginning at 10 o'clock with the tip-off, our pregame at 9:40 tomorrow evening. Northwest got in Thursday evening into Honolulu after flying all day to get here. And then yesterday, took in some of the sights, had a chance to get to the beach, and then they also were able to tour Pearl Harbor yesterday and take advantage of what they have there at Pearl Harbor for a little bit of a history lesson there yesterday. So that was some of the activities that they had yesterday, as well as a workout in the morning, too, because obviously the main course of duty here is to come up and play a couple basketball games. We went through a practice session yesterday, then had a chance to take in some of the tourist sites, and then today it's been all basketball preparing for this matchup here with the St. Edward's Hilltoppers. All right, have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, Northwest Missouri State and St. Edwards. Northwest coming in 6-6, while Northwest is 8-0. The Hilltoppers are 0-2 in MIAA, or in their conference, which is the Heartland Conference. The Hilltoppers are 0-2 in the Heartland Conference, 6-6 overall, and Northwest 8-0 and 2-0. When you look at St. Edwards, they're a team that scores a lot of points, averaging just over 71 points a game, but they'll also give up a lot of points, giving up just over 70 a game as well. When they're on offensively, they're a very tough team to beat. They've gone cold in a couple games, as heard them. But they come in with a 6-6 record, Northwest at 8-0. When I come back, I'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1967 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Bill O'Reilly came to the Northwest campus from Southwest Iowa as a non-traditional 23-year-old student and says he worked full-time while taking classes in Maryville.
I got a job out at Sherman Lightning Rods, so I made lightning rods all the way through college, you know. But I was married and had a small child, and I wanted to get out. You know, I needed to get out, so everything was focused on trying to get out, and my goal was 3 years.
After graduation, O'Reilly mounted a successful career as a coach, including a stop in Clarinda, Iowa, and later entered the business world. O'Reilly says the instructors at Northwest played an important role in his life.
I wouldn't have accomplished what I did without my degree, and it meant something when I put my resume on the table. John, I never officially, other than my first, I guess my two teaching jobs, I never applied for a job. They came looking, and I believe they came looking is because of what I was taught and the way in which we went about our business.
O'Reilly recently established a $50,000 endowment for a scholarship benefiting juniors or seniors, with preference given to married students from Iowa. He says he feels it's important to give back to the university.
It's not what we accomplish so much, John. It's what we leave behind.
1967 Northwest Missouri State graduate Bill O'Reilly, who now resides in West Des Moines, Iowa.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame show as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team gets set to take on St. Edwards this afternoon in the Wyatt Classic in Honolulu, and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, been over here a couple days now, and really time to come over and do what you're set to do when you came over on this trip, to play a little basketball here.
Yeah, you know, that's our goal, is to win a couple games. Obviously, we've got to start with this one, and you know, it's been a good trip so far. Guys have stayed pretty focused, I think, and you know, kind of acclimated themselves to the time change, and well, I guess we'll find out here shortly to see if we're ready to go.
Talk about St. Edwards, and what are some of the things that concern you when you try to match up with St. Edwards today?
You know, they press the whole game, and they shoot a bunch of threes, and so you know, it's kind of a violent style of basketball, but we've worked on it for the last week, and hopefully we're going to be ready for it, and we meet passes strong with the basketball, and should be able to get easier opportunities if we can do that.
When you look at St. Edwards, it seems like when they're clicking, they're a very tough basketball team to beat, but sometimes they go a little bit cold from the field.
Yeah, they're really good at home. Pressing teams are really generally good at home. On the road, sometimes they have a little bit more of a difficult time with you know, lack of energy and stuff like that. But, you know, he's just going to have to be ready to go. You know, we got to take care of the basketball. Don't give them easy opportunities, make everything tough, and hope that they miss a few shots for us.
Is one of the big items that you try to have for this team on a trip like this to just focus, to be able to focus on the task at hand?
Yeah, we kind of, what we did was treat it like a national tournament slash conference tournament and see if we could get ourselves locked in so that if we're fortunate enough to make one of those later in the season, we'll have already played in one, you know, because that's what we took this as. So we'll see. You know, we'll find out if we're mature enough to handle it.
Now you're coming into this matchup after a couple of conference wins. You come in 8-0 and also number 10 in the latest NABC Division II Top 25 poll. So up to this point, I would think you have to feel pretty good about the way the team's been playing.
Yeah, so far so good. You know, I think the important thing is we've improved every game, and we've grown, and we've gotten better. And you know, if we can keep doing that throughout the year, I think come March we could be playing our best basketball. But, you know, we just got to keep getting better, keep growing, and, you know, hopefully by the end of the season you're playing well.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
A Northwest Missouri State December graduate who is being deployed by the U.S. Navy for service in Afghanistan was surprised with a special graduation ceremony. Bryce Webb of Winterset, Iowa, was set to graduate December 14th with a Bachelor of Science degree in horticulture, a minor in biology, but learned he was being called to duty before being able to take part in Northwest Missouri State's winter graduation. Northwest Commencement Coordinator Gina Bradley and university administrators organized the ceremony after learning of Webb's change of plans due to his naval deployment. Webb says remaining in the reserves while pursuing a degree was a priority for him.
I mean, when I joined up, I joined straight out of high school, and I did 5 years active duty, and I knew that I wanted to come out of active duty and stay in the reserves and keep my military clock running while I still went to school, because I had wanted to open my own business, and this was just a pathway of getting the knowledge that I needed to do that.
Webb says the early graduation ceremony came as a surprise to him.
I'm still in shock. I was telling them when I was putting the gown on, I would have dressed up a little bit more had I known this. And I thought that I was just coming here for a... I've been in contact with Gina, and just I thought I was coming in for a five-minute survey or something like that. And I wasn't even going to come in. She said, well, if you can make it, you can make it. If not, I said, well, how long is it going to take? 5 minutes? Okay. I'll make it in. I'll do the survey real fast, you know. But I'm still surprised.
Northwest Provost Dr. Doug Dunham says he was glad to take part in the ceremony.
I think it's what distinguishes Northwest as a special place, is that we really do want to make sure that we honor and congratulate the folks who work so hard to get to this achievement.
Webb embarks on a one-year deployment and says he hopes to one day open his own landscaping business.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Welcome back to McKinley High School in Honolulu, Hawaii. It's the site of the Hawaii Classic. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team are getting ready to take on St. Edward's. The Bearcats coming back out onto the floor after going through some pregame warm-ups a little bit earlier, going through some final warm-ups here before the 5:15 tip-off. And for Northwest, 8-0, and St. Edwards at 6-6. As we look at the lineup, first of all, for St. Edwards, they will start at one of the four positions, James Stukes, a 6'5 junior from Harlem, New York. And he comes to St. Edwards out of San Antonio through a Northeastern County Junior College in Colorado. Also in the starting lineup will be Jeff Campbell, a 6'2 guard, a senior from Allen, Texas, and transfers from St. Mary's to St. Edwards. Campbell averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. For Stukes, he also is averaging 10 points and a couple rebounds a game, coming off a career best 21 points against Southwest Dakota State earlier this season. And for St. Edwards coach Andre Cook, he'll also be starting at a guard spot. Frankie Mabulu, 5'11 freshman out of Tucson, Arizona, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds a game, but doing a good job handling his point duties. Again, he is one of the starting guards. Also starting will be John Rutherford, a 6'2 junior, averaging 4 points and 1 rebound a game. And inside is Chris Wacker, a 6'6 junior, averaging 8 points and 7 rebounds a game. A little bit of a smaller lineup than what Northwest's gone up against the last couple of games. For Northwest, they'll be going with the starting lineup that they've had that's been very successful for them throughout the season. Alex Sullivan in one of the guard spots. He's averaging 14.6 points per game and nearly 4 rebounds a contest, and averaging just about 51% on three-pointers attempted this season. He's hit 26 on the year and leads the MIAA in threes at just over 3 per game. Starting at a point guard spot will be Matt Wallace, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. He's had a couple of games already where he's been in double figures in assists, coming in with 45 assists on the season. At an off-guard spot, D'Angelo Haley, a 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan, and Kankakee Community College in Illinois, in his second year with the Bearcats. They're coming off an honorable mention All-MIAA season a year ago, averaging 15 points and 5 rebounds per game. He's worked his way into the starting line the first couple of games this season, came off the bench and really lit things up off the bench, and he's since worked his way into the starting five here. Inside for Northwest will be Kyle Slake, a 6'10 junior out of Firth, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 14 points and 6 rebounds per game. So that's the way the lineups look. Northwest Missouri State, coached by Ben McCollum in his fourth year as head coach of the Bearcats, and St. Edwards under the direction of Andre Cook. I'll be back and get set for the tip-off. Northwest and St. Edwards from Honolulu, Hawaii, coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Three Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football players have been named to the Daktronics All-America squad. Senior safety Nate DeYoung was named to the first team. Senior linebacker Colin DeBizer and junior defensive back Brandon Dixon were placed on the second team. DeYoung led the Bearcats with 7 interceptions. DeBizer was the second leading tackler for Northwest with 74 and had a team-high 9 tackles for a loss. He also added 4 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery for a touchdown. Dixon was second for the Bearcats with 5 interceptions, including returning 1 for a touchdown.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out. all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to McKinley High School in Honolulu, Northwest Missouri State and St. Edwards. Two teams coming out. We're about ready for a tip-off here at the Hawaii Classic. Officials for today's game, Rick Fields, along with Eric Morales and Chuck Martin. Bearcats coming out at midcourt in their home white uniforms with the green trim. And for St. Edwards, their dark navy blue uniforms with white numerals and trim. These white uniforms, just third game they've been playing with those this season. A little bit late getting to the Bearcats. They open up playing a lot of games with their road greens, even at home, but wearing the white uniforms here. And the jump center for Northwest will be Dylan Starzl. He will jump it up against Chris Wacker. Starzl at 6'8", and a junior from Kearney. Wacker, a 6'6", junior. Rick Fields, the head official, will toss the ball up, and the Hawaii Classic is underway. Northwest will win the tip and go from our left to our right as Starzl tips it to Wallace. He'll take it across the timeline. Looks right side for Haley. Haley to the top of the key with the dribble. Rolls up. Left side pass for Sullivan to the left wing for Wallace. Wallace takes a dribble out front. Back right side finds Haley. High post right side for Starzl. Starzl at the elbow. Dribbles in the lane. Down the lane right side. Drives off the glass. One goes. Slate trying to crash the board. Couldn't hold on to it. And James Stukes comes away with the rebound for St. Edwards. Across the timeline. Left side is Mabulu. Picked up out of the Bearcats defense by Alex Sullivan. Looks off the left wing. Gets a pass off to the left side. And finds Rutherford. Out front right side Stukes. Stukes. One of their top offensive players gives it on the right to Mabulu, their point guard, out to the top of the key. At top of the key, three is up, and it is good. Taken by Jeff Campbell. His 21st three of the season, and that gives St. Edwards a 3-0 lead. And St. Edwards immediately in that 2-2-1 full-court pressure. Haley across the timeline right side. Goes into the right corner, finds Sullivan. Trying to look low with it, nothing there. With the left-handed dribble to the free throw line, through the lane, kicks it to the left wing for Haley. Sets up, wants the three on the wing. Off the back of the rim, and the rebound chased on the floor into the right corner. Hustling after Chris Wacker, and here comes St. Edwards right to the left. Left side is Campbell. Lost the handle with the dribble. Is able to push his pass out to Mabulu near the top of the key. Now left side is Stukes. Stukes fadeaway jumper from 17 off the back of the rim. Rebound left side Campbell. Into lane. Gets it to Wacker. 14-foot jumper. Well short. Just barely grazed the rim. Wallace with the rebound for Northwest. Across the timeline. Wallace to the top of the key. Slate trailing on it. Has it. Looks on the right wing. Haley. Haley high post right for Starzl. Starzl posting up with Wacker. Turns, faces the bucket, spins in lane with height advantage, drives, fadeaway jumper off the front of the rim, no, and the rebound, Mabulu for the Hilltoppers. Hilltoppers pushing it across the timeline. Out front left, Stukes, now to the left, Wayne Campbell. Campbell has the only bucket of the game, gives it to Wacker on the pick and roll, through the lane, won't go, a little bit off balance, falls to the floor, gets called for the travel. So Northwest will inbound, but before they do, they'll wipe some perspiration off the floor here. It's a very hot gymnasium here. They have the doors open at the lobby area as you come in to try to cool it off just a little bit. So it's McKinley High School here in Honolulu, really known for the warm temperatures in this facility. And for a little bit slick there, there's a couple players mudsliding, and they tried to dry that up, and we'll get ready to go. And for Northwest, they'll face full-court pressure once again. Slake will try to trigger it again against that 2-2-1 press that Coach Ben McCullum talked about in the pregame interview. And to Sullivan, now to Wallace. Out of a double team, expires the dribble, finds Slake in the backcourt. Now into the front court with a long pass to Haley left side. Drives through the lane, a little out of control as he went driving through. Gets called for the travel, trying to spin through a couple of defenders and work his way out of that double team. Gets called for the travel, and St. Edwards will take it from our right to our left. 17-47 left in the first half, a 3-0 lead for St. Edwards over Northwest. Across the timeline, Mabulu looks off the left wing for Campbell. Out front, Stukes. Right wing pass. Gets it to Rutherford. Out front is Mabulu. Left side goes to Stukes. Stukes with a high dribble to right hand. Trying to drive on Starzl. Kicks the pass out front. Gets it to Rutherford. Now off the left side. Shot clock at 9. Through the lane, a drive by Stukes. Knocked loose by Starzl. Picked up by Sullivan for Northwest. As the Cats push it. And they're at midcourt trying to double through a double team is Alex Sullivan. And he'll get called for an over and back as the ball got knocked out of his hands. Went for it at midcourt, into the backcourt with it. Unfortunately, the over and back call will give it to St. Edwards. 17-11 left in the first half, a 3-0 Hilltopper lead over the Bearcats. Inbound on the right side, Mabulu. Now left side for Stukes. Stukes to the left wing. Down the lane to the baseline. Brings the pass out front. Mabulu hooks the pass, tipped and goes out of bounds. Haley trying to anticipate that pass toward the left wing, stepped out, got a hand on it, knocks it out of bounds. And now St. Edwards will inbound with 22 on the shot clock. So they get ready for the inbound. Just before the inbound came, Campbell trying to inbound it. Haley slaps it out of his hands. And Campbell doesn't feel like Haley's giving enough room on the sideline to make the inbound. And now we may have a little bit of trouble warming the shot clocks here as we get ready to inbound with 22 on the shot clock. Campbell gets the inbound, low right side for Wacker. Wacker picked up by Schlake at the elbow, goes left side for Mabulu. Out between the circles, Northwest playing man-to-man defense. In the right corner, pass tip goes out of bounds. Tipped by Wallace and out of bounds. Trying to get that pass into the right corner for John Rutherford. So again, St. Edwards will inbound. This time, Mabulu will inbound it in the far right corner with 12 on the shot clock. It's the inbound out front for Wacker. Left wing pass, Campbell. Campbell to the left baseline. And long jumper put up from three-point range. Misses. The putback is good inside as Frankie Mabulu had the rebound and then the bucket. 5-0, St. Edwards in front of Northwest. Cats trying to handle that pressure. So far, they've done a good job with that. At midcourt, into the front court goes Haley. He takes the jumper from the left wing, rims out. Rebound right side, Starzl. And his pass tipped loose, and it's controlled by St. Edwards as his kickout was tipped away by Campbell, who have it on the left wing now. Knocks down the three on the left side. Campbell started it with a defensive steal on the defensive side. Comes down, knocks down a three, and it's now an 8-0 lead. St. Edwards over Northwest Missouri State, and we'll keep it right here as Northwest still looking for their first bucket of the game with 16-10 left in the first half. So, Northwest not really getting very good looks at the bucket either as they come down the floor on the offensive side. Been trying to get it inside some and take advantage of Starzl's matchup with Chris Wacker, but Starzl unable to get the ball to fall. A couple of outside shots by Haley wouldn't go as well, just rimming out. So Northwest just really struggling against St. Edwards' defense, and this is against the St. Edwards team that has given up a lot of points this year as they give up just over 70 a game while scoring over 71. They like to full-court press the entire game, and when that is working for them, it results in some big numbers, but if it doesn't, they're giving up some points on the other end. Northwest now to inbound against the 2-2-1 pressure. At midcourt is Bryson Williams, who's checked in during the timeout. Takes him to the front court, left side, pulls up. Now to Tyler Funk, who's also in there. High post right for Starzl. Spins in the lane with the left spin, knocks it down from 5 feet inside. Dylan Starzl, again, taking advantage of that matchup inside it, where it doesn't really look like St. Edwards has anyone that can match up with Starzl or Slake. So able to spin in, knock down the 5-foot jumper, and Northwest with their first bucket of the game. 8-2 the score now, an unforced error on the right side. A bounce pass going from the right side from Campbell into the corner for Stooks, who couldn't handle it. Goes out of bounds, and Northwest will inbound. So Northwest plays with maybe a little bit more focus coming out of the timeout as Wallace will walk across midcourt left side. Picked up by Mabulu, out of the man-to-man defense, out of St. Edwards, dribbles right, now to Funk at the top, back to Wallace right side, quick low post pass for Starzl, spins in lane to the left again, fade away, and a whistle and a foul. That time, Wacker went up to try to block the shot, gets called for the foul, that'll be his first, and first foul on either team, with 15:28 left in the first half. Thus we get Dylan Starzl to the free throw line. Starzl, a 60% shooter at the line this season, 22 of 37. Free throw shooting, though, has been coming around the last couple of games. Free throw here on the way and good. 8-3, Northwest Missouri State trailing St. Edwards. 6A junior back to the line. Sight shoots and hits. Nothing but net. 8-4 the score. Some pressure off the inbound by Williams, but St. Edwards will break it across midcourt. Goes James Stooks. Swing the legs with the dribble. Picked up by Funk now. Out of Mabulu out front. Dribbles right side on Williams. Now back left. High post for Wacker. Wacker with a bounce pass low and a double team. Reach around and foul coming up on Northwest. It went low for Stooks. Williams and Funk double teamed him down under, and Williams will get called for the foul. That'll be his first and the team's first. Northwest down by 4. St. Edwards inbound baseline right. And it comes all the way out front for Rutherford. Cross court left with the pass for Campbell. Campbell, guarded by Wallace, goes high left for Stooks. to the baseline, spins in the lane on Funk, off the glass, won't go, and the rebound in the lane, Stars up for Northwest. Alec Wallace, he'll push it across the timeline, as the Hilltoppers back on defense, Northwest sets up the offense. Haley out front for Williams. Quick pass right side Wallace. High post right for Starzl. Back to Wallace at the top of the key. Left side Williams. Drives through the lane. Stops at the free throw line. Now into the right corner. Funk left wide open. Takes the jumper. Got it. A three-pointer from the right corner. Tyler Funk knocks down the three. That's his fourth three-pointer of the season. Northwest within one. 8-7 after falling behind 8-0. Off the right side, Campbell. Into lane, Walker with the ball fake. Up with a shot and good. He got Williams up in the air and then spun around him and knocks it down. Walker with his first bucket of the game. A 10-7 game, Northwest down. Northwest in the front court, right side, Haley. Dribbles in front of the Hilltopper bench, pulls up, finds cutting through the lane. Starzl misses the shot as he went flying past Jeff Campbell, who will commit the foul. Missed the layup, unfortunately, but foul coming up on Campbell, his first. And this should get Starzl to the free throw line when we come back after a timeout. 14-12 left in the first half. Northwest trailing St. Edward's 10-7. We'll be back to Hawaii right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
14-12 left in the first half. Northwest down by 3, 10-7 as they trail St. Edwards. But Northwest is down at 1.8-0 to start this game. That was with about the 16-10 mark in the first half. But since that point, after a timeout, Northwest has come out. And they played very well, scoring 7 unanswered points to get back in the game. Starzl back to the free throw line, knocks down his third straight free throw. Pulls Northwest to within 2, 10-8 with 14-12 left in the half. Second free throw on the way by Dillon, on the way and good. So he's knocked down all four free throws. He has 6 points total. 1 point game, once again, Northwest trailing 10-9. End of the game for the Bearcats. Grant Kozad checking in, and Dylan Starzl going to the sideline. Northwest Missouri State down by one. Across the timeline, on the dribble goes Zillian Jones, who checked in during that break. Right side pass for Campbell. Campbell out front, looks left side for Shamik Johnson. Johnson a long three over Wallace off the front of the rim. Rebound in lane. Funk clears it away. Unfortunately, fighting for the rebound with his teammate Bryson Williams. Funk will get called for travel, and the turnover will give it to St. Edwards. Unfortunate turnover that time. Cats had everyone in the lane for that rebound, and just a couple of their own players fighting for the board. Jones looks to inbound, baseline right, gets the inbound to Harley Neusman, a 6'10 sophomore out of Pearland, Texas, and inside and puts it up and in. So now a 13-9 game, Northwest Missouri State trails here. And look on the left side, they get it to Wallace. Wallace holds on to it. Bounce pass out front right. And now to Williams. Back left side, Wallace. Wallace on left side finds Kozad, trying to find a cutter through the lane at the elbow on the left side. Goes inside, a little hook shot up, too hard, rebound. Pulled down by Neusman for St. Edwards. Now that goes to Jones. Jones across the timeline right side. Northwest down 13-9. To the baseline, through the bucket, Lark drives, and the layup won't go. Rebound, Neusman. The putback with the left hand won't go. Still fights for his board, and it goes off his hands out of bounds. So Neusman at 6'10", making a difference inside. He transfers to St. Edwards from Murray State. Now substitution as Jeff Campbell to the bench for St. Edwards, and Quentin Lilly to check in, a sophomore at 6'4". In the full-court pressure out of the Hilltoppers. Funk trying to find someone to inbound. Does gets it to Williams. Now to Wallace. Zilla back. We're taking the front corner left side. A long pass for Sullivan just checked in. Drives through the lane. Cuts to front. Driving the lane off the glass. Won't go. Rebound. Neusman for St. Edwards. Throws it out on the right sideline for Jones. Jones will slow things up as the Cats get back on defense. Lobs a pass out between the circles for James Stooks. Picked up by Funk. Dribbles down the lane left. Slips on the floor. Ball goes out of bounds and it will go off of Funk. As he got a hand on this one by James Stooks on the slippery floor. Tried to make a cut to the bucket. Slipped at the same time. Funk was trying to go for the ball. Funk to the sideline. Starzl back in. And Tyler Foster in for St. Edwards. As James Stooks will go to the bench. Northwest trailing 13-9. They've never led in this first half. Been to within one on a couple of occasions. And this is the Hawaii Classic in Honolulu, Hawaii. This game being played at McKinley High School. They wipe off some of the perspiration under the floor once again. And Harley Neusman will inbound baseline left. Gets the inbound into the left corner for Tyler Foster. Now left side is Jones. To Johnson. Shamik Johnson dribbles to the left wing. Shot clock's at 8. Then throws it away. Trying to go in the right corner. He wanted to find Quentin Lilly, who's cutting to the bucket. Unfortunately, as he cut to the bucket, Lilly's the pass went behind him out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest off the turnover. Kozad with the inbound. In the backcourt to Wallace. Now to Kozad in a long pass. Down the floor on the left side for Williams. Tries to drive through a double team. Wanted to get the pass to Starzl, cutting it down the lane off the right side. Got the ball caught up on his hip. It goes out of bounds and it belongs to St. Edwards. 13-9, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Williams to go to the sideline. Connor Crooker into the game. Across the timeline on the left side is Jillian Jones. Looks in front of the Bearcat bench for Johnson. High post, right side pass, Foster drives on, Kozad spins, jumping from 12 on the right side, won't go. The rebound in the lane, Lilly kicks it back out. Off the left side, Jones wants the three over Sullivan, rims out left, rebound on the floor to Kozad. Now it goes to Sullivan, into the front court right side, Sullivan accelerates to the free throw line, pulls up the dribble, looks right side, now they give it right back to Sullivan, a three, rims around it now. Cats just cold from the field, Lilly with the rebound for St. Edwards. Cats down 13-9. A long three on the right side. Barely grazes the rim by Shamik Johnson. Rebound to Northwest. Sullivan across the timeline. Pushes it left side Wallace. Wallace out near midcourt with the dribble. Again, Northwest down 13-9. Now Wallace looks right side for Kirkert. The free throw line. Left side for Sullivan. Bounce pass. Low left. They get it to Starzl. In the lane. Fadeaway jumper. Won't go. Rebound by Sullivan as he crashes the board. Misses his shot to the left. And the rebound for St. Edwards, coming away with the board for St. Edwards, was Shamik Johnson. Doing a good job on the defensive board so far on the year, averaging just over 39 rebounds a game. Still a 13-9 game. Neither team's really let it up from the field. Jones, a long three at the top of the key, knocks that one down. Zillian Jones with the three makes now a 16-9 game, Northwest trailing. Wallace into the front court, left side, Crooker. Pulls up. Out of a double team, just as he takes it into the front court, and the timeout's been called by Northwest. 10:47 that left in the first half. Coach Ben McCullum gets the timeout before they had a five count there to turnover. As Northwest starting to get the shots to fall, they've had a few good looks at the bucket, but you have to hand it to St. Edwards as well, playing some good defense and that full court pressure, while not really giving Northwest not turning it over much out of the press. So really kept them a little bit out of sync once they got into the front court and tried to set up their half-court offense as well. So it's full-court pressure while not getting the turnover. Still, I think, doing what St. Edwards is wanting it to do right at the moment. 16-9 game, Northwest Missouri State trailing. They fell behind 8-0 to start this game. Came back 8-7. Then at one point down 9-8, but they've not been able to get closer than 1 point out of this first half. Haley back into the game, lobs the inbound into the backcourt for Connor Kirker. Kirker at the top of the key. Ashley also checked back in for Northwest. Now to Haley, to Kirker. Looks right side, Sullivan. Sullivan on the right wing, out of a double team. Pulls up the ball, brings it out to Schlake between the circles. Now to Haley. There's six on the shot clock. Left side is Kirker. As he tries to take a move, gets called for a travel with his pivot. And the turnover gives it to St. Edwards. St. Edwards really keeping Northwest out of their offense in this first half. 16-9, Northwest trailing with 10.5 minutes left in the first half. into the front court right side. Jones pulls up, bounce pass high post. They go on the right side now for Johnson. Johnson through the lane and a drive in a bucket. Yeah, Shamik Johnson knocks down his first bucket of the game. Back to full court pressure out of St. Edward's. Northwest trailing 18-9. Haley finds Flake left side. One dribble. Pass going into the front court. The pass is stolen, picked off by Lilly. Back right side, Johnson. Johnson on the right wing wants to drive on Slake. Cut off by Kirker on the right baseline. They kick it to the right wing. A three put up by Jones won't go. Rebound Neusman in the lane as he falls to the floor. Gets called for the travel. And we've got a break in the action. Northwest trailing 18-9 to St. Edward's. We will be back to Honolulu right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Through the Hughes Family Foundation, the Hughes recently gave $100,000 to assist Northwest Talent Development Center and fund training for student staff. The Hughes gift will also help the TDC purchase furnishings and fund facility improvements that will enhance its collaborative learning environment. The TDC is housed on the second floor of the B.D. Owens Library and shares space with Northwest Writing Center, a unit sponsored by the Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages.
Back in Honolulu, Northwest Missouri State trailing St. Edward's 18-9. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats with the ball following the timeout, trailing 18-9 with 9:41 left in the first half. High post left side to Starzl in the lane with the right-handed push-out too hard, and the board pulled away by Neusman for St. Edward's. St. Edward's doing a good job just limiting Northwest to one shot each trip down the floor. On the left side is Tyler Foster, tries to drive, and he'll get called for the travel. And the ball will go right back to Northwest. 9:24 left in the first half. Slake with the inbound goes to Wallace. And Wallace from our left to our right. 18-9, Northwest down with just about halfway, a little more than halfway through this first half. Wallace, low post for Slake on the right side. Takes a dribble into the lane. Goes low left side for Starzl and a double team up with the shot and a block and a foul. And this will get Northwest to the free throw line. St. Edward's a very physical team inside. They're double teaming every time one of the Northwest post players gets the ball inside. And this foul to come up against St. Edward's. At the line, Starzl. Starzl's been perfect at the free throw line, 4 of 4 tonight, and now remains perfect as he knocks down another free throw. Neusman will go to the sideline, picking up the foul, and this will bring Chris Wacker back into the game. One more free throw for Starzl. And that one rattles around and out. His first miss at the free throw line. Northwest down by 8 with 9:04 left in the first half. Shamik Johnson on the left wing. Out front left side is Zillian Jones. Jones dribbling out near the timeline. Picked up by Sullivan. Now the Bearcats man-to-man defense. To the right side. Brings it back right for Wacker. Trying to look inside. Loves it in underneath the bucket for Johnson. Puts it up and in. Shamik Johnson at 6'7", some long arms as well, is able to reach up, bring down that lob pass, and then put it in. Cast down by 10, their largest deficit of the game. On the right side, Starzl have a double team, gets it into the front court for Sullivan. Sullivan, left side, Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key, right side, Sullivan, a long three, got it, nothing but net. Alex Sullivan knocks down the three off the right side, his first bucket of the game. Northwest down by 7. On the left side is Jones. Jones gives it up to Foster. He takes a jumper inside the arc. Rims out left in the rebound. Starzl clears it away for the Cats. Gives it to Wallace with 8:08 left in the half. Northwest down 20-13. Wallace out front. Starzl now to Haley. Bounce pass. High post right for Slate. Slate takes it into the lane. Turns. Takes the jumper from 14 off the front of the rim. No one inside to rebound but Hilltoppers. St. Edwards will take it right to left as Zillian Jones will dribble across the timeline on Sullivan. Northwest trailing 20-13. Left side pass Lilly. Dribbles out front. Goes right side. Foster. Now cutting to the back of Wacker. Lays it up and in. Chris Wacker now with 4 points. Cut past Sarzel and had the easy look. 22-13. Northwest Missouri State down. Still in the backcourt. Schlake with the pass to Wallace. Wallace now down the lane as he drives. Whistle. And it's going to be a block foul coming up on St. Edwards as Wallace trying to drive that left side. Go up with a layup. And there was Tyler Foster who slid over. And gets called for the block. Fourth team foul on St. Edwards. Northwest with just one out of the first half. Haley to the sideline. And Jeff Campbell back. Bryson Williams in for Northwest. Wallace inbound, baseline left. Inbound left corner. Three put up and too hard by Sullivan in the rebound to Mabulu. Just checked in for St. Edwards. On the right side, Jones. Wads it for Wacker on the give and go through the lane and has the ball knocked away by Wallace. Picked up underneath the bucket by Starzl for Northwest. Out to Wallace underneath the St. Edwards bucket. Out of a double team facing a full court pressure. Finds Sullivan who collides at midcourt and another block foul coming up. This on Zillian Jones for St. Edwards. Aubrey Jones first. Trying to cut off the sideline. So now Northwest will inbound far side. With 6:57 left in the first half, Northwest Missouri State trailing 22-13. And trying to dry off a little bit of the floor here as St. Edwards coach Andre Cook will use this opportunity to send Jeff Campbell into the game. And Zillian Jones will go to the sideline. Ready to go as Bryson Williams will inbound. Looking now at the half-court pressure out of the Hilltoppers. Just inbound to Slake in the front court. Back to Williams. Drives the lane all the way to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses it with the left-handed layup. But the push back by Starzl. Crashing the board is good. So Starzl gets the tip in. And Northwest trailing 22-15. High post with it, driving the lane, goes Johnson, a little hesitation move, and he knocks it down with the right hand. Shamik Johnson with 4 points coming off the bench, 24-15, St. Edwards in front. In the half-court pressure, Sullivan lobs it, and throws it away. Trying to get it to Wallace at the timeline. Wallace had to reach up, try to bring that one down, steps on the sideline, and the ball goes to St. Edwards. Cats really struggling right now, getting anything going tempo-wise with their offense. On the ball boys for this event, Sam Steinmeier trying up for the court in the lane. And now we're ready to go again. The inbound goes to Frankie Mabulu. Takes it into the front court, dribbles right side. Cross court left for Stukes. Back right side, Mabulu. St. Edwards looking at Northwest, still man-to-man defense. Dribbles right side, bounce pass high post right. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson in lane over Wallace. Runs out right, and Slate clears the rebound for the Cats. Now it goes to Wallace, and a long pass down. The four finds Williams right side to the bucket. Price misses the layup. Whistle inside, and this one will come up against Northwest as the foul will go on Dylan Starzl inside. Try on moving pick that time, and Starzl will pick up his first foul. 24-15, Northwest Missouri State trail St. Edwards, 6:02 left in the first half. Johnson to the sideline and Jeff Campbell back in for St. Edwards. Into the front court, Campbell. Pulls up free throw line right. Between the circles, Mabulu drives on Sullivan down the lane. Ball fake up with a shot and it rims around and out of the rebound inside Northwest and Williams. Pulls down the right sideline, takes it into the front court, looks left side for Wallace. And his pass tip goes out of bounds. Mabulu got a hand on the pass. It was intended to go low post off the left side for Starzl. The ball will go out of bounds. Tyler Funk and D'Angelo Haley in for Northwest. Slake and Sullivan to the bench. 5:39 left in the first half. Wallace will inbound baseline left. Just inbound to Haley into the left corner. And he tosses it off of Campbell's hip out of bounds as Campbell is forcing Haley out of bounds. So Northwest now will inbound in the far left corner. trying to get something going offensively before the end of the half. Inbound to Wallace on the left side. And as he comes inbound, we have an official's timeout. Now they'll get set to inbound once again. The shot clock set at 35. Inbound comes left side for Wallace. Wallace drives on Mabulu. Now kicks the pass back left side on the wing for Haley. Gets a screen by Funk. And then stepping out was Campbell. Knocks the ball loose. Wallace comes up with it. And it gets called for the Cowboys. He is bumped. And the turnover gives it right back to St. Edwards. So Northwest again struggling to get some rhythm going offensively against St. Edwards. A very physical team. That full court pressure has forced some turnovers now, and then in that half court offense, a lot of physical play inside. Right side and a whistle coming up. Priced and Williams will get called for the foul. He went with the pass on the wing for Campbell with the collision, and Priced will pick up the foul. That'll be number two on Williams. 13 foul on Northwest. Into the game comes Shamik Johnson once again for St. Andrews, and Jeff Campbell to the bench. Official Carlos Morales, rather Erica Morales right now, is drawing up the floor. And we're ready to go now as Mabula will inbound. Northwest trailing 24-15. Mabula lobs the inbound, gets it to Foster, leaps up to bring it down. Now back to Mabula, will bring it out near the timeline. Guarded by Haley. Long bounce pass, high post right, gets it to Johnson, turns, takes the 15-foot jumper over Wallace, nothing but net. 6 points off the bench for Shamik Johnson, 24-15, rather now 26-15, Northwest trailing by 11. And in the backcourt, we'll reach in foul coming up on St. Edwards. And this one will go on, James Stoops picking up his first foul, I'm reaching out that double team. Puck will inbound at midcourt. 4:49 left in this first half. We have a timeout as well. 26-15, Northwest Missouri State trailing St. Edwards in the Hawaii Classic. We will be back to Honolulu, Hawaii, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
4:49 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State down 26-15. They've never led in this first half. Part of the Hawaii Classic in Honolulu as they face St. Edwards. Pulled within one on a couple of occasions. St. Edwards opened the game with an 8-0 run to start things. Northwest came back with a 7-0 run on their own. Again, trailing now 26-15, their largest deficit of this game. Wallace into the front court. Looks left side for Haley. Haley out of a double team. Goes into the left corner for Funk. Out front, high post for Kozad. Now to Wallace. Wallace at the top to the free throw line. Finds Kozad cutting through the lane. Puts up the shot, whistle, a foul, and this should send Kozad to the free throw line. As it looks like Rutherford shaking up a bit as well. He'll get called for the foul and sending Kozad to the line. Rutherford's trying to shake things off, staying out onto the floor. He continues to try the floor off into the lane. Kent McKinley High School, it's a very, I think it's very warm inside the gymnasium here and makes for the floor to be a little bit slick as well. Kozad getting ready to go to the free throw line. Kozad, a 45% shooter on the year at the line, 9 of 20. 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney. 4:33 left in the first half. Again, Northwest trailing 26-15. Got another game coming your way tomorrow evening. where the same classic Northwest tomorrow night will face Harding in a 10 o'clock tip-off. Free throw on the way and good by Kozak. His first point of the game. Zillian Jones enters the ball game, and Rutherford to the sideline. 10-point game, Northwest down with 4:33 left in the first half. Second free throw by Cozad, nothing but that. 26-17, Northwest trails. Abudu across the timeline, guarded by Sullivan. Dribbles left, out front, finds Harley Neusman, who's checked back into the ballgame. Right side pass Jones, trying to look low post, does, gets it to Stukes. Now high post Neusman, kicks it low left side, Mabulu drives the baseline, caught up in the air, dishes the right side, Stukes. Ball fake up for the shot, blocked away by Cozet, but the ball ricochets to St. Edwards, out front with it is Jones. Eight on the shot clock. Out front, Jones dribbles left side to the left wing, to the free throw line, dishes out front, and a long three by Stukes. Too hard off the back of the iron, rebound tipped high in the air, controlled by Cozad for Northwest. He's double teamed, gets an outlet pass to Wallace, he'll take it across the timeline. Northwest from our left to our right in this first half with 3:45 left. Cast down by nine. Aside Haley, a long three on the way, rims around it out. Rebound on the floor to Neusman. And his outlet will go to Johnson. Northwest continuing to struggle offensively. Like we've only knocked 1-3 down in this first half. Stukes out front. Back pedals near the timeline. Looks left side, Mabulu. Guarded by Sullivan. Looking to go one-on-one with Sullivan. Now goes on the left wing. Johnson trying to go low with it. Tipped by Cozad out of bounds. Connor Kirker back into the ballgame for Northwest. D'Angelo Haley will go to the sideline. 3:13 left in the first half. Northwest trailing 26-17. Inbound on the left side, Johnson. Dribbles out front, being chased by Crooker. Five on the shot clock. Dribbles left side, fadeaway jump in front of the Bearcat bench. Too hard, rebound, tip, controlled by Stukes. Puts it back up in the lane and knocks it down as St. Edwards out rebounding Northwest as well. That's Stukes' first bucket of the game. For Northwest, into the front court, right side, Sullivan with 2:49 left in the half. A long pass left side, Wallace looks low for Cozad, and Lane is pushed from behind. 28-17, Northwest trailing. Harley Neusman will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. The end of the game, Quentin Lilly to the sideline, Mabulu. A 28-17 game. Northwest has been down by as much as 11 in this first half. Goes ahead to the free throw line. Free throw on the way, good. Goes ahead now with 3 points, all coming at the charity stripe. 28-18, back to a 10-point game. Second free throw. Rims around it now. Neusman with the rebound for St. Edwards. St. Edwards has led the entire half. Jones walks it across the 10-second line, right side, out between the circles, now dribbles left. Pass tipped loose by Crooker, but picked right back up by Jones. Dribbles right side through a double team to the free throw line, through the lane, all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Zillian Jones with 5 points. And it's now a 30-18 game, the largest lead of the game for St. Edwards. Out front is Wallace, into the front court, left side, Crooker. Crooker to the right wing. 2:10 left in the half. Bounce pass low right for Cozad, trying to post up with Neusman. Drives to the baseline as he spins at a foul. And this will go on Neusman, who is a little upset with the call. That'll be number three. Got caught for a little bit of a push, trying to cut off the baseline as Cozad made his move to the bucket. And Grant right back to the free throw line. Grant 3 of 4 from there this afternoon and evening. Northwest trailing 30-18. Goes ahead, taking his time. First end of a 1-1 opportunity. Rims around and out. And the rebound to St. Edwards once again. They've really done a good job on the boards against Northwest. Now we have a timeout by St. Edwards head coach Andre Cook, as Andre Cook calls the timeout, with 1:59 left in this first half, and Northwest Missouri State trailing 30-18. We'll keep it right here. And the Bearcats coming into this game 8-0 on the season. The Hilltoppers are at 6-6. They come out of the Heartland Conference, averaging about 71 points a game, giving up 70 a contest. And their defense in this game has been really doing a job against Northwest. Cats really are having a hard time getting any rhythm going offensively. They've had some good looks at the bucket, but those haven't fallen. Been able to get the ball inside and get to the free throw line as both Starzl and Kozad have gone to the line. Kozad with five free throws and Starzl with six. And for Starzl, he has 8 points with five of those coming from the free throw line. And Kozad, three of his points coming at the line as well. So that's where they've done most damage right now, getting to the line with their big players. But offensively, just really struggling. 1:53 left in the half. St. Edmunds with it off of the right side. Out to the top of the key is Tyler Foster. Looks on the left wing for Zillian Jones. Low left side for Stukes. Stukes having a double team with the dribble. Knock loose. Picked up by Wallace for Northwest. 2-on-1 break. Wallace down the lane. Finds Funk driving to the bucket. Lays it up in air. Tyler Funk with 5 points off the bench. Back to a 10-point game. Northwest down with 1.5 minutes left in the first half. Jones into the front court. Looks left side. Johnson back to Jones out front. Jones now goes right side with his pass for Quentin Lilly. 1:17 left in the half. 17 on the shot clock. Out front left side Jones. Now they lob it low in the blocks for Stukes. And a double team. Lost the handle on it once again, but it's picked up in the right corner. Chased down by Lilly. 7 on the shot clock. Out front for Jones. Jones between the circles. A long three over Wallace. Too hard. Rebound Stukes though. Into the lane. Spins. Out of a double team. High off the glass with the left-handed layup. It's good. Now with 50 seconds left. 12-point game once again. A pass left side to Kirker. Took his eyes off the ball as he's getting ready to give another pass. He had it in the front court. He was trying to hustle with the pass, and ball went right past him out of bounds. Slake and Haley into the ball game. Kozad and Kirker to the bench with 47 seconds left in the first half. Northwest down by 12, 32-20. Into the front court. Jones looks left side for Lilly. 26 on the shot clock. Right side Jones. Northwest a man-to-man defense. Stukes back left side as it looks like St. Edwards wants to milk the clock down as far as they can. There's now 14 seconds on the shot clock. 23 on the game clock. Stukes out front. Wants to go one-on-one. Starzl pulls up, back pedals, and takes a fadeaway jumper from 7 over Starzl. It's good. Now 34-20, Northwest trails their largest deficit. Wallace will take it across the timeline with 7 seconds. Through the lane, to the bucket, tries and misses the layup. The putback by Schlake is good. Knocks it down with 1 second left. Inbound and a long one down the floor. It hits the back of the rim and out as the shot was taken by Jones to end the first half. Northwest, which has never led in this game, they go into the locker room at halftime trailing 34-22. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Hawaii, Northwest Missouri State trailing St. Edward's at the half, 34-22. The Bearcats have never led in this one. Pulled within one on a couple of occasions after opening up behind 8-0 after the Hilltoppers ran off 8 straight points to start this game. Again, Hilltoppers up on Northwest right now, 34-22. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, we're at the half in Honolulu with Northwest trailing St. Edward's 34-22. When we come back, we'll be joined by Gene Steinmeier, director of the tournament. We'll talk to Gene about this tournament and everything going on out here in Hawaii. We're coming up right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, RE/MAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio. And welcome back to Honolulu as Northwest Missouri State trails at halftime to St. Edward's. Score here at the half, 34-22, St. Edward's in front of the Bearcats. And joined now by Gene Steinmeier, former Bearcat women's basketball coach, also director of the tournaments out in the Classics out here, the Wahoo Classic here. And Gene, you've been doing this for a few years, and it looks like you've got another good group of teams coming out for this year.
Yeah, the December group was really good. We had all Division II women. We had nine teams play in it in November. And we're starting out with the Division II men here because of the timing. The NCAA has the life in the balance. So you have to get everybody out of here by the 20th. But then we come in and we've got the number one and number three ranked NAIA Division II teams in here. We've got some ranked Division I NAIA teams in here. And then we come in at the end of the tournament, we've got Concordia, Nebraska, who's ranked number one in women in Division II. So Indiana Wesleyan comes in, and they led in the University of Indiana in an exhibition game for 15 minutes. So we've got some really good teams in here, but in truth, bad programs don't come to Hawaii. Only good programs do, and so I'm lucky. We got 11 teams here. The hotel fortunately only has to put up with all 11 teams one night. They're in and out here, but we've been doing this for 11 years. Except my role now is the whole thing. My role before was just to talk to coaches. My partner in this, she lives here in Hawaii and everything, but she didn't like to talk to coaches too much. So I did all the talking to the coaches, and she did everything else. Well, now she's got a full-time job, and I don't. So I've taken over most of it.
And I think this is something that a lot of teams really look forward to coming to. And once they come here, it seems like, as their budget allows, from on a rotation basis, see a lot of teams that come back to this.
Yeah, and that's just it. If you get them to come out once, teams will come out again. And I started this with my teams back in the NAIA way back in the early 90s. And of all the places we went, they loved Hawaii the most. And I think Marissa Mosky, my partner here, she played on my dome teams, and she lives out here now as a physical therapist. And I think coming out here while she was a player, I think really kind of helped her She came out here then, and she did an interim or whatever they call it for physical therapists, and did one of her rounds out here, and fell in love with the islands and stayed out here.
Well, it's not hard to see why. It's been a pretty good trip for everyone up to this point.
Yeah, it's great weather out here. A little windy, but when it's 85 degrees, a little wind doesn't bother you.
No, not at all.
And the only negative part that I've heard so far is they wouldn't allow the shuttles out to the Arizona Memorial. You got it Pearl Harbor and everything, but the waves were just too rough to get them out to the actual Arizona Memorial. But outside of that, it's been great. And I know the locals out here really like the trade winds because a week ago they ran the Honolulu Marathon, and they were really worried because the smoke from the volcano, if the wind's in the wrong direction, it can really affect breathing out here. Well, just before the marathon, here come the trade winds and clears it all out, and so it's beautiful out here.
Yeah, it's been great so far, and I guess from your standpoint, too, this is a way to continue to stay involved with athletics after retiring as head coach of the Bearcat women.
Yeah, it really is. It's fun for me. I always dreamt of doing this, and it's a lot of hard work, but it's a lot of fun. I communicate with the coaches, and I love the feedback the coaches give me. I love the feedback that the fans give me. I write newsletters to the fans before they come out here, and then when they get back, if they followed some of my suggestions, I love hearing their feedback and stuff. And besides, how could you complain about your work job when you're in Hawaii? And then also, I was able to take my son and my grandson out, as you've seen my son running around cleaning up messes on the floor. And Jake Wood, a local kid that's in Sam's grades, seventh grade, he's been helping out, and they took gate and they mopped the floor. And my grandson's been working out here, Jacob Zodke. So it's been a fun family trip too.
Yeah, you got them doing all kinds of things out here.
I do. I think they've even had to get up a little earlier than they want to. I know they sort T-shirts in the room, and our room's kind of a mess in the hotel because they got T-shirts all over the place.
Right now, for the Northwest men, kind of a rough start in this game, down by 12 here at halftime. And they've never been able to get back and get a lead. It seems like that full court pressure out of the Hilltoppers really has been a little problem for them.
Well, it's just been choppy. You would have thought that what would have helped them is they got St. Edwards into a little bit of foul trouble, got him in the bonus, but just couldn't cash in on it. And it seems like every time they want to make a run, it's a long rebound or there's something pops up. But this is a long game and it's humid in here. And I know Northwest has a lot of depth. And the shots will fall. The shots will start falling. But you're right. The full court pressure has really thrown the timing off. In the MIAA, there's not a lot of teams that pressure full court like that. But I think in the long run, this is really going to help the Northwest team to experience this.
Yeah, it's a very physical team they're facing out of St. Edwards. And one thing, too, St. Edwards done a good job on the boards, really limiting Northwest. It seemed like one shot, a lot of the trips down the floor.
Yeah, and when you're not shooting the ball well, that really does hurt. And they crash the boards hard. It's been physical, that's for sure.
Well, Bearcat may have another game tomorrow evening. 10 o'clock start back Central Time against another quality team, I think, out of Harding. So they're not only coming out here and getting a chance to play and bond a little bit on a trip like this, but also see some good teams.
Yeah, Harding actually beat St. Edwards earlier in the year. And I saw the Harding team practice today, and they're a pretty talented bunch. I don't think they're quite as physical as St. Edwards. I might be wrong on that. Having been out of basketball all 6 months, I think my skills have eroded my it should be a fun game. No, I think there's three real quality teams in Division II here with the men, and it's fun to watch it here.
All right, well, Gene, thanks a lot for being with us.
John, I appreciate you coming out and doing the broadcast.
No problem.
We'll try to take good care of you.
All right, you have so far, no doubt about that. So, again, Gene Steinmeier joining us, the director of the tournaments out here, the Classics, the Wahoo Classic here, also the Hoop and Surf Classic, and here at halftime, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team trailing St. Edwards 34-22. When we come back, we'll go over some of the halftime stats for you. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. Six home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature six home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week two of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th, and homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Back at McKinley High School in Honolulu, Northwest Missouri State trailing at the half 34-22 as we check some of the totals. First of all, for Northwest, they come in as shooting just 30% out of the first half, 6 of 20. They were just 2 of 8 on a 3-point attempts at the free throw line, 8 of 11. Again, really struggling from the field. And also rebounding-wise, they've been out-rebounded by 10 out of the first half, 23-13. Cats also only with 3 offensive rebounds out of the first half. And for St. Edwards, they've had 8 offensive rebounds and 15 defensive boards, and they've done a good job on the boards as well. Looking at the turnovers, Northwest with 11 turnovers out of the half compared to just 7 for St. Edwards. Looking at St. Edwards, they're shooting 46% from the field, 15 of 33, 4 of 10 from 3-point range. They've yet to get to the free throw line. And for Northwest, as far as individual scoring, no one in double figures, are led by Dylan Starzl. He has 9 points. And for St. Edwards, St. Edwards paced by Shamik Johnson. He came off the bench. He has 11 points out of the first half, including 3. And Jeff Campbell also has knocked down a couple of threes for St. Edwards as well. And again, at the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing St. Edwards 34-22. We'll be back at ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Welcome back to McKinley High School, the Wahoo Classic here on the Hawaii Islands here. It's Northwest Missouri State trailing at 34-22 as they trail St. Edwards. Again, Northwest has never led in this one. They opened up down 8-0, came back, made it an 8-7 game, but St. Edwards began to get into double figures with their largest lead of the game, which has been at 12 throughout this first half. And we're about ready for second half play. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Northwest will face Harding. That's a 10 o'clock start Central Time. We'll be on there at 9:40 with our pregame from here in Honolulu at McKinley High School. Northwest coming out of the time, or halftime, will have their original starting five out there. Slake and Starzl inside. Haley, Wallace, and Sullivan. They're ready to go while Coach Andre Cook of St. Edwards talking to his team just a little bit longer before sending them out to the floor. 34-22, St. Edwards in front of Northwest. And as St. Edwards comes out onto the floor, they'll have the ball to start the second half. James Stukes will be out there along with Frankie Mavulu, Jeff Campbell, also Shamik Johnson, who didn't start, but he's out there right now, and inside Chris Wacker. So that's the way the lineup looks for St. Edwards. Out front, passing Jennifer Wacker, knocked loose by Schlake, picked up by Wacker. Looks on the left side, gets the pass for Stukes, but underneath the bucket, whistle and a foul. Eric Morales will make the call, and this one will go on Northwest. Inside, Starzl will get a call for. That'll be number 2 on Starzl. Trying to fight for a little position inside. St. Edwards inbound, Mavula with the inbound. Way out front, it comes near the timeline, chased down by Shamik Johnson. Dribbles left side, now to Mavulu. Cross court right side pass for Stukes. Stukes at the top of the key. Wants a long three over Starzl. Rims around. Ball chased on the floor. Hustling up to Mavulu. Just hustling for that rebound. And a fresh 35 on the shot clock for St. Edwards. Second half just underway. Northwest trailing 34-22. Right side Campbell finds Wacker cutting to the bucket with the ball fake up with a shot. Rims around it now. Rebound tipped by Starzit. Picked up by Slake for Northwest. Now to Wallace. He'll slow it up and walk it across the timeline. St. Edward's that time not going into that full court pressure that they've had used to success in the first half. Bounce pass out front for Haley at the top of the key. Oh, right side for Starzell. Double team up with the shot. Won't go. Gets called for a travel. A little bit off balance. Trying to go up with that shot. And official Chuck Martin to make the travel call. And the ball will go to St. Edward's. Neither team scored in the second half. 34-22. Northwest down. On the left side, Johnson to the top of the key. Looks right side, Stukes. Will hand off to Mabulu. He'll dribble out near the timeline. Out front, crossover dribble. Looks on the left side, Stukes. Stukes down the lane, past Starzl, and a whistle on the foul coming up. And see if they give this was on Starzl as he went by, and that's a big foul. That, on my totals, I have Starzl down for his third. 34-22. Northwest Missouri stay down. 18:35 left in the game. Inbound, thrown away and out of bounds. Mabulu tried to get the pass off the inbound to Johnson. Cut left. The pass went right behind him and out of bounds in front of the St. Edward's bench. Haley to inbound in the backcourt. Lobs the inbound to Matt Wallace. Back to Haley. Looking at full court pressure. Into the front court with the pass for Slake. Now to Haley. Northwest to set up the offense now. 34-22, Northwest down. Out front, Wallace right side to the top of the key, to the free throw line, into the lane, pulls up, and goes low left side for Slake. Slake back to Wallace out front, sets, looks, finds underneath the bucket, wide open. Dylan Starzl thumbs it down with the two-handed dunk. Starzl in double figures with 11, and Northwest Missouri State down by 10, 34-24. Starzl just wide open inside. Someone missing an assignment for St. Edward's. Down the lane left, Stukes. Into the right corner for Campbell. Now right side, Mabulu. Back into the right corner. And Stukes, the three on the way. Nothing but net. They're going to give him just a two. Had a toe on the line, so Stukes just cut for a two. Makes it a 36-24 game. Northwest Missouri State trails. Haley on the left side. Sullivan, a long three on the way. Just barely grazes the rim. Rebound for Slake as he came charging down. Tries to save it inbound. It goes to Stukes near timeline. A collision with Haley and the foul coming up on Haley. That'll be D'Angelo Haley's first foul. 17:35 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing 36-24. Now the one of the officials, Rick Fields, motions for Sam Steinmeier to come out and do a little drying off of the floor here at McKinley High School. Yeah, it's very humid in this gymnasium, and why see how the depth factor plays here in the second half. Something that Gene Steinmeier, who was our guest at halftime, talked about that might be a factor in the second half to see who has the strongest bench. Now, Shamik Johnson getting a round of applause from his teammates coming over to help dry off the spot on the floor. 36-24, Northwest Missouri State trails, 17:35 left in the game. Inbound comes to Frankie Mabulu. He's guarded by Sullivan, takes it into the front court. Dribbles between the circles. A long bounce pass left side, Stukes. Down the lane on Starzl. Lost the dribble. Ball loose in the lane. Controlled by Slake for Northwest. Here's the two Wallace from our right to our left in the second half. Wallace accelerates down the lane. Hooks the pass at the free throw line. Starzl left side. Sullivan open. Watch the three. And it's good. Alex Sullivan knocks down the three off the left wing. 36-27. Bearcat fans to my left. You made the trip to Hawaii. On their feet cheering on the Bearcats here. Across the timeline. Right the dribble. Mabulu. Bounce pass off the left side. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson for the pass out top of the key. Wacker looks on the right wing. Mabulu hooks the bounce pass low right for Stukes. Stukes dribbles to the right corner. Right side Mabulu. Left-handed dribble between the circles. Nine on the shot clock. Out front left for Johnson. A long three over Haley. Nothing but net at the top of the key as the shot clock was winding down. It's his second three of the game. He's got 14 points. Full court pressure. Turnover picked up by Mabulu. Hooks the pass left side. Open Campbell. A three off the front of the rim. No. And Starzl clears the board for Northwest. 39-27. Northwest down. Starzl with one dribble. Finds Slake. Now to Wallace at midcourt. Through the lane. Left side Haley. Sets up in front of the Bearcat bench. The three is too hard. Rebound chased by Haley out front. Now through the lane. Hooks the pass. Low right side. Slake off the glass. And good. 39-29, a 10-point game, and we've got a timeout. Officials timeout again to die off a spot on the floor. We'll see that more and more as this game goes along here. It's very humid inside McKinley Gymnasium. James Stukes comes over and will inbound right in front of us here on the scorer's table side of the floor here at McKinley High School. The inbound from Stukes goes to Mabulu, who's picked up at midcourt by Sullivan. Into the front court with the dribble. High post right side pass for Johnson. Johnson takes the long three, knocks it down off the right side. Johnson, red hot right now. 41, actually just a two-pointer I think that time, so it's a 41-29 game. Down the right side, with into the right corner, Sullivan, a three on the way. Barely got the rim, but the rebound and the reverse layup underneath the bucket by Haley is good. His first bucket of the game. 41-31. Again, Northwest Missouri State down to the baseline. Driving is Campbell. Finds through the lane. Rucker misses his shot. Tries to get his rebound stripped off the dribble by Northwest. Haley had it. And then his dribble knocked out of bounds by Jeff Campbell. And over along to Northwest as Cozad and Williams to check in. 10-point game. Northwest down 41-31. They trail by as many as 12 in this game. Substitution, a guy made a lot of difference in the first half. Harley Neusman back in, and Wacker goes to the sideline. Full court pressure, inbound to Wallace. Pressured by Frankie Mambulo, so he'll take it across the timeline. Otherwise, St. Edward's going off the dogs this trip down with the full court pressure. Off the right side, Williams on the wing. Cross court, left side, Wallace. Out front, Slake. Fast pass high, left for Cozad. Cozad spins into the lane with the right hand and move up the shot. Good. He's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Bumped a little bit as he went up with the shot. They will count the bucket and the foul coming up on St. Edwards. He'll call that one on Neusman. And for Neusman, that will be his fourth foul. So he'll go to the sideline. At the free throw line, Cozad, who hit the shot in the lane. He's got 5 points right now, trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor. Northwest trailing 41-33. Just over 15 minutes left in the first, rather in this ballgame. Free throw by Cozad won't go. Rebound, though, Sullivan in the lane. Knocks it back out front for Cozad and Northwest. Well, set up the offense. Left side is Williams to the top of the key. Free throw line right, pulls up the dribble. Out front, left side, Sullivan. Sullivan going one-on-one with Campbell. Dribbles to the left wing. High post for Cozad. Now out top of the key for Wallace. Down the lane, left side. Spins into the lane. Out front for Slake. Open. 17-foot jumper out front. Takes a bounce high off the back of the rim. Chased for the rebound. Out of bounds off Sullivan. And let's see. Now the officials will confer. Rick Fields coming over to talk with Eric Morales about this call. I think they may, rather, they're going to go ahead and give the ball to St. Edwards. Fields thought he had maybe a little bit better view of it, but going to give the ball to St. Edwards. Save us off of Sullivan, and we got a timeout. 14:35 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing St. Edwards 41-33. We'll be back to Honolulu right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at McKinley High School in Honolulu, Hawaii, the Wahoo Classic, Northwest Missouri State is trailing of St. Edwards 41-33. And St. Edwards will inbound following this timeout. Cats have cut the lead down to 8. It's been as high, they've been down by 12 in this game, but 8-point game right now across the timeline with the dribble on the right side. Jillian Jones out top, swing the circles for Stukes. Looks on the left side, back to Jones. Jones out to the top of Key Campbell. Fadeaway jumper, 3 over Williams. Rims around out, crashing the board. The tip in is good by Shamik Johnson. Johnson with 19 points coming off the bench. 43-33, back to a 10-point game. Wallace finds Slake in the backcourt. Back to Wallace into the front court, left side. From the right to our left, through the lane. A runner by Wallace gets caught up in the air. Ball tip, whistle, and a foul coming up. And this will go on Wacker for St. Edward's. That will be his second foul. Step into the lane as Wallace went driving. Went for the block, gets called for the foul, and this will send Matt Wallace to the free throw line. Andre Cook, the head coach of St. Edward's, not happy about the call. Wallace at the line. First trip to the line and knocks down the free throw. His first point of the game as well. Wallace, a 63% shooter at the free throw line this season, 15 of 24. One more free throw coming to Matt Wallace, the 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska. Free throw on the way, good. 43-35, Northwest down, 13:58 left in the game. Stukes into the front court right side, dribbles to the right wing, out front, gets it to Jones. Picked up by Sullivan, reaches in, tries to knock the ball away, but Jillian Jones will handle the dribble, goes on the left side, left wing for Stukes. He has Starzl stepping out on him. Stukes dribbling toward the left corner, but now back out front, dribbles off his hip, goes right side with the pass for Jones, a long three, rims around and out, rebound, cleared away by Cozad for Northwest. Outlet to Wallace. Wallace across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Out front, Starzl. Looks right wing for Williams. Now back to Wallace. Northwest trying to run their offense here. They've got 20 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass out front for Williams. And look inside. Finds Starzl on baseline right. Dillon with a couple dribbles. Scoops the pass out to Wallace once again with 7 on the shot clock. Left side is Sullivan. Low left side for Cozad. Being held inside. Goes up with a shot. Long go. But he will go to the free throw line. A blatant hold inside by, in the lane by James Stukes. Had his arm wrapped all around his shoulder. Cozad still got the shot off. Almost had it fall, but he'll go to the free throw line now to shoot a couple. Cozad 3 of 5 at the free throw line this evening. He's shooting 2 here. That foul ball, also the third team foul on St. Edward's. Grant at the line. Knee bend and the free throw. Good, nothing but net. The end of the ball game for St. Edward's comes Tyler Foster. Takes the place of Zillian Jones. So St. Edward's going with a bit of a taller lineup here. Actually, Jones will actually stay on the floor, so. But Cozad goes to the line, and the second free throw good. 43-37, Northwest creeping back into this ballgame. You can hear the Bearcat fans to my left, urging the team on across the timeline. Jones looks right side, a long three, an air ball missed by Shamik Johnson. The rebound, though, pulled away by Foster. St. Edward's with it out to the top of the key. Jones through the lane, kicks into the right corner. Campbell pulls up, takes the jumper in front of the St. Edward's bench. The ball takes a high bounce off the rim. It's the standard holding of the bucket from the ceiling, and Northwest Missouri State will get the ball. Inbound. Comes in to Wallace. Now to Starzl. Starzl, long pass into the front court for Williams. Going one-on-one with Campbell. Leads it up, misses the shot, fight for the rebound, and it's pulled away by Jones inside, and a whistle stopping play. Jeff Campbell a little bit shaken up underneath the bucket. Looks like he may have came down a little bit awkwardly, and we'll go over to the sideline as John Rutherford will check in his place. Rutherford got a start, but hasn't played much in this evening's game. Northwest trailing 43-37. And Northwest has never led in this game. Across the timeline, Zillian Jones bounce pass out between the circles for Wacker. Left side, again the pass on the left. Inside for Johnson. Now out front, a long three, nothing but net as John Rutherford, who just came off the bench, knocks down the three out front. His 14th three of the game, and on full court pressure, inbound to Starzl, reach over foul by Tyler Foster. Not a very smart foul by Foster. Reaching over the top of the 6'8", Dylan Starzl will get called for the foul. Foster at 6'5". 46-37, Northwest trailing. 11:58 left in the game. Northwest has made a couple attempts to get back in this game. It seems like every time St. Edward's steps up and hits a three, they haven't hit many tonight, but they've been at very key points of this ballgame. Wallace looks low left side for Cosette, stripped out of his hands, picked up by Tyler Foster, and he'll give it to Zillian Jones for St. Edward's. 46-37, Northwest down. Jones through the lane, kicks it back left side. Foster, long three. Missed too hard, only Bearcats to come up with the rebound. As Williams pulls away, fishes it to left side Wallace. Back to Williams, low left side Cosette. And the blocks, holds it, dribbles. As he makes a drive in lane, a reach around foul by Tyler Foster. And Foster will pick up his second foul. A couple pretty obvious ones for Tyler Foster since coming into the game a couple minutes ago. 46-37, Northwest trailing. Hawkins Lake back into the game. Cosette and Williams to the sideline. Wallace inbound, baseline left. Inbound comes to Haley. Turns, takes the jumper from 12. Rims around and in. As D'Angelo Haley got that one to fall. Haley now with 4 points. The guy's averaging 15 a game. It's been pretty quiet this evening. 46-39, Northwest down. Off the right side, Johnson. Tamik Johnson with the dribble. Pulls up. Guarded by Starzl. Brings it out front, left side, Rutherford. To the left wing, Foster. Foster. Out front, left side, Rutherford. To the right side with the dribble, looks into the right corner, and a long three put up by Shamik and misses the shot as Shamik Johnson's shot rolls out. Rebound, though, pulled away in the left corner by Rutherford. Out front, a three by Wacker knocks it down. Wacker knocks down the three out front. That is just his third of the season. Timeout coming up by St. Edward's. Back to a 10-point game. St. Edward's in front of Northwest, 49-39, 10:46. Left in the game. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
A bull born and raised at the R.T. Wright Farm at Northwest Missouri State University won Reserve Grand Champion at the American Royal Livestock Show November 4th in Kansas City. Northwest Department of Agricultural Sciences exhibited the bull along with a second bull, which won third place. The department also showed three heifers that placed second, third, and fifth in their classes. The bull won Grand Champion as a calf at last year's American Royal Livestock Show.
Welcome back to McKinley High School in Honolulu. Northwest Missouri State down by 10 once again, 49-39 to St. Edward's. Trailed by as much as 12 in this game. Inbound comes to Wallace. Northwest from our right to our left with 10:42 left in the game. Part of two on in Honolulu this weekend for the Northwest men. Puck looks low right side for Starzl. Went up for the shot. Blocked away by Shamik Johnson. Ball will go out of bounds. It will belong to Northwest. Starzl had what looked to be an open look, but Johnson came flying through, got a hand on the ball, and it kept Starzl from getting that shot to fall. Bearcats, though, will inbound. Baseline right. Northwest down by 10. Wallace. Inbound, right side for Haley. Spins into the lane, and it's good. Nice little spin to the left into the lane. Ball rolled around a time or two and then dropped in. So D'Angelo Haley with 6 points. Back to an 8-point game. Northwest trailing. 10:18 left across the timeline. Right side, Jones on the right wing. Rutherford. Looks on the right side. Foster kicks it back out front. Rutherford through the lane, a right-handed runner blocked away by Slake, picked up by Starzl for Northwest. Now it goes to Haley. Haley down the floor on a 2-on-2 break. Oh, out control whistle as the ball was tipped high in the air. And a foul coming up, and this will be a block foul on St. Edward's. Stepping in front was Zillian Jones, picked up his second foul as Haley went driving through the lane. Now we'll wipe up the floor once again as Haley will go to the free throw line. Northwest down by 8, a chance to cut the lead. Early in this game, when Northwest fell down by 8 to nothing, they came back, made it an 8-7 game, and then at one point it was 10-9, but since then it's been either 8 points or 10 points, even up to a 12 deficit for Northwest, but now a chance to cut it a little bit more. Down 49-41 with an even 10 minutes left in the game. Haley at the line, first of two good. Haley on the year, a 70% shooter at the free throw line. For St. Edwards, they've yet to get to the line today. Second free throw by Haley. Off the back of the rim, and Rocker with the rebound for St. Edwards. Northwest trailing 49-42. And ball knocked out of bounds by Haley as went for the steal on the left corner. We've got a break in the action now as well. So with 9:55 left in the game, Northwest Missouri State trailing 49-42 as they trail St. Edwards. We'll be back to have more for you right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back in Honolulu, Northwest trailing 49-42 as they trail St. Edwards. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. St. Edwards with the inbound. Frankie Mabulu out front. Looks into the left corner. A fadeaway three. An air ball taken from that far left corner by Jones. Rebound to Northwest. Lake will give it to Williams and hands off to Wallace. 9:40 left in the game. Northwest down 49-42. Being cast down by seven. Out to the top of the key. Wallace looks out front for Slake. Slake back left side for Wallace. His pass trying to go high post. Leaping up, bringing down that pass was Mabulu. And the turnover gives it to St. Edwards. Northwest can't afford to have those type of turnovers. 49-42, Northwest Missouri State down. It's over 9 minutes left in the game. Right side is Jones. Left side, Mabulu on the wing. Drives on Wallace. High post right side, Foster down the lane. Takes the runner, won't go, and goes ahead with the rebound for Northwest. Long outlet goes to Wallace at midcourt. Pushes it right side, Williams. Sullivan and Slake also on the floor for Northwest. Left side, Sullivan. Lots of high post left for Kozet. Turns, faces the bucket, drives on Wacker, spins down the lane. Left side up with a one-handed hook, hangs on the rim. Won't go. Rebound tipped high in the air. And finally controlled by Jones for St. Edwards. Northwest down 49-42. 8:40 left. Left side, Foster takes the jumper inside the arc, rims around and out. Rebound Slake for the Cats. Now to Williams. Hands off and we'll give it to Wallace. Wallace looks over at the Bearcat sideline as head coach Ben McCollum gives a little support and also calls the play for him. Across the timeline, Wallace to the top of the key, pulls up, hooks the pass, low left side, Slake, up and in. As a little screen and roll that time, Slake puts it up and in. Slake with 4 points, Northwest Missouri State trailing 49-44. Closest the Cats have been for a while, and a timeout by St. Edward's head coach Andre Cook. 8:06 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing St. Edwards 49-44. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. We'll check it. We'll be back in a minute. We'll take a minute timeout here. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in Honolulu, Northwest Missouri State, trailing 49-44, down by five, closest they've been in some time. Inbound comes on the right side. Out to Mabulu. On the left with the dribble, almost lost the handle off the dribble. Backs out near the timeline. Bounce pass stolen, picked up by Sullivan for Northwest. Sullivan into the front court, gives it to Wallace with 7:49 left. Wallace looking on the left side. Got the man-to-man defense played out of St. Andrews, rather St. Edwards. Now back left side. But the ball is Sullivan. Left to Williams. Williams free throw line through the lane. A little runner on the way. Won't go. Rebound inside. Pulled away by Mabulu for St. Edwards. Hilltoppers from our left to our right. Stukes into the front court. Through the lane. Drives on Starzl and a foul coming up as Starzl will get called for the foul. Well, that will be Starzl's fourth, I believe. And this will send James Stukes to the free throw line. Also, D'Angelo Haley getting ready to check into the game for Northwest. So they dry up the floor once again. James Stukes, a 6'5 junior from Harlem, New York. 51% shooter at the free throw line. And this will be the first trip to the free throw line at tonight for St. Edwards. His free throw is good. A little bit of an awkward look for Stukes at the free throw line. He's a right-handed shooter, but he puts his right hand over to the left side of his head and just kind of brings the ball up that direction toward the bucket. We'll have another, and it's good. So even though it's a little bit of unorthodox look, it's been good for him. At least this trip down. Knocks down both of those, makes it a 51-44 game, Northwest down. Starzl on the backcourt with the ball up the inbound. Needs some help. Wallace comes over. Looking at full court pressure. Ball knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds by Campbell at midcourt. Northwest will have it. So now Haley will inbound right in front of us with 7:15 left. Northwest trailing 51-44. They've never led in this one. Inbound in the backcourt for Wallace. Into the frontcourt. Left side on Mabulu. Wallace through the lane. Finds cutting the bucket. Starzl lays it up and in. Starzl with the bucket has 15 points. Northwest Missouri State trailing 51-46. Into the front court, Stukes. Stukes going to the right wing. Out front with the dribble. Trying to drive on Kozad. Pulls up. Fadeaway jumper now over Starzl off the front of the rim. No rebound into the lane. Diving after Wallace on the floor and a held ball inside. Northwest will get it with the possession arrow. Shamik Johnson went diving for the ball into the lane with Wallace, and Cats will have it. 6:43 left. Northwest trailing 51-46. Now Grant Kozad helping dry up the floor underneath the St. Edwards bench, or rather bucket. 51-46, Northwest Missouri State down. 6:43 left in the game. Northwest will inbound against full court pressure. Kozad with the inbound to Wallace. Pressure now by Frankie Mabulu. Freshman out of Tucson, Arizona. Dribbles out front. Wallace, top of the key. Pulls up free throw line left. Lobs it into the lane for Starzl. One dribble off with the right-handed shot. Too hard. Rebound inside. Again, just one shot down the floor as Stukes clears the rebound for the Hilltoppers. 51-46. Northwest Missouri State down. Cats just not getting many second looks after missed shots. Mabulu between the circles. Bounce pass kicked by Sullivan, goes out of bounds, on two. St. Edwards got it with the hand instead of the foot, so the ball out of bounds as Price and Williams to check in, and Sullivan to the sideline. Bueller with the inbound out front for Newsman, who's checked in. Looks left side. Johnson, Jameek Johnson with the dribble out top. Guarded by Wallace. Left side pass for Stukes, who'll bring it back out. Nine on the shot clock. Stukes sets up a long three out front, left banks it in. James Stukes with the bank shot. He's got 13 points, 54-46. Northwest trailing. Pressure in the backcourt. Kozad, a long pass, finds Haley. Slips, but keeps the dribble. Into the front court, gets the pass for Wallace. Wallace, alley-oop pass, and it is missed as they try to get it to Starzl, who couldn't drop it down, and the rebound again to St. Edwards. Once again, Northwest is getting one shot down the floor. On the right side, Campbell. Long three put up, rims around and out by Campbell. Rebound chased down, and it's picked up by Wallace, who is fouled by Johnson. So Wallace will go the other end to shoot a one-and-one opportunity. That's the seventh team foul on St. Edwards. Into the game comes Tyler Funk for Northwest. Johnson will pick up his second foul. So Starzl to the sideline, Funk into the game, and Wallace at the line to shoot a 1-1. Northwest needs to better get a little bit of a run going here with 5:27 left, down 54-46. Still some time, but need to take advantage of this opportunity here. Front end of a 1-1 won't go, and again, Northwest unable to get the rebound. As it's controlled by St. Edwards. Mabulu will take it across the timeline. Northwest down 54-46. On the left side, Stoops to the baseline. Pulls up, bounce pass, and it's stolen away by Wallace. Steps in front of the pass, and Jennifer Newsman, and a whistle coming up. I think they're just going to stop play and dry up the floor, so it's really hard to get a little momentum going at times with this floor needing some work from with the humidity in the gymnasium. The Northwest will have the ball, and it will be Funk to inbound. Bearcats will face full court pressure as Funk have on the floor Wallace, Kozad, Haley, and Williams. Inbound comes to Funk, now back to Wallace, and Wallace will take it across the timeline. Picked up by Mabulu. 5 minutes left in the game. Wallace down the lane, out front left side on the wing for Haley. Haley to the baseline, drives the bucket. Layup is blocked away by Newsman, and a whistle and a foul as Haley knocked to the floor. Foul coming up on Newsman. And that should be it for him, if my totals are correct here. We also have a timeout as well. Northwest Missouri State trailing St. Edwards 54-46 with 4:52 left in the game. We'll be back to Honolulu right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Honolulu, the first of two games for the Bearcats on this trip. They will face Harding tomorrow night. It's a 10 o'clock tip-off Central Time. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 9:40 with our pregame. Then on Monday, the Northwest women take the floor against Midland Lutheran. Matt Gwitter will have the play-by-play of that one. It's a 6 o'clock tip-off, airtime at 5:40 on the Bearcat Radio Network. John Coffey with you from Honolulu as D'Angelo Haley will go to the free throw line. Haley fouled before the timeout. Northwest down 54-46. They've never led in this game. Failed by as much as 12 in this game. Haley at the line. And knocks down the first. Haley now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Has 8 points total. Yet to hit a 3 in today's game. Second free throw is good. Northwest really struggling from three-point range as well. 54-48, Northwest down, 4:48 left. Half-court pressure into the front court. Mabulu goes right side, finds Wacker. Now on the right side, pass for Campbell near the sideline. Out front for Mabulu. Guarded by Williams. 4:37 left in the game. Wacker out front, bounce pass, little right. That's a two Stooks. Guarded by Funk. Spins into the lane off the right side. Underneath the bucket, leans in. Misses the shot. Too hard. Rebound from Kozad. Tip goes out of bounds. It's off for Johnson coming from behind. So Northwest will get it. 4:26 left, down 54-48. But before they get the inbound, into the game comes Ilian Jones for St. Edward's. He'll take the place of Mabulu. Northwest will inbound, take it the full length of the floor. Jones to apply some pressure on Wallace as he takes the inbound. Northwest down 54-48. Wallace into the front court off the left side. Hands off Haley out of a weave. Now back to Wallace left. Wallace trying to get a pick by Funk. Brings it out between the circles. Bounce pass right side. Haley goes up for the jumper. Just barely grazes the net. Rebound underneath the bucket off of Funk out of bounds. Cats really struggling for him out on the perimeter in today's game. 54-48. Northwest Missouri State down. 4:06 left in the game. Jones. Pressured by Williams at midcourt. Lobs a pass right side. Gets it to Campbell. Back to Jones on the right. 3:55 left. 54-48. Northwest trails. Into the right corner. Johnson. Picked up by Wallace. Bounce pass out right side for Wecker. Hands off to Johnson once again. Shot clock at 13. On the left side is Jones. Jones with the dribble between the circles. Shot clock down to 6. Jones through the lane to the bucket. Drives in. Williams blocks it out of bounds. It'll be 3 seconds on the shot clock when St. Edward's will inbound. Williams gets the block. That'll be his second of the season. Kozak goes to the sideline. Starzl back in. Campbell for the Hilltoppers. Inbound baseline right. Into the right corner for Jones. Long three with 2 on the shot clock, and it comes up short, and the rebound comes down to Northwest, but they'll say the shot wasn't off before the 35-second clock's down, so Northwest will inbound. Down 54-48, 3:27 left of the game. Wallace to walk it across the timeline. Dribbles on the right side, to the right wing, lob to high post right, Starzl. Finds Haley, free throw line right. Now into the right side with the dribble. Haley through the lane, gets caught in the lane, leans in, spins, kicks it back left side, Wallace. 15 on the shot clock, 3:06 left in the game. Wallace on the right side, tries to get a screen by Funk, dribbles right. Hands off to Williams on the right wing, shot clock's at 6. Williams now back to Funk, wants a 3 off the right wing, it's off the front of the rim, rebound chased, and it will be saved inbounds by Jones as he really hit this standard here. With his back going after that loose ball right in front of us, that there's a kind of a guardrail going all the way up these stairs where to help out people going up these bleachers, and he hit right in the middle of his back, hit that guardrail. So he's a little bit shaken up there, but trying to save the ball inbounds. 54-48, Northwest Missouri State trails with 2:47 left in the game. We'll keep it right here. Northwest just trying to get some things going consistently on offense, unable to make a big run. They're just having a hard time getting second chances as St. Edward's done a very good job on the defensive boards. In the first half, they had limited Northwest to just 3 offensive rebounds. Cats will inbound here. Ben Jones with a heck of an effort trying to save the ball inbounds right in front of us. Just couldn't quite get there, so Northwest inbound. Tyler Funk will inbound. He'll also have onto the floor with him Wallace, Haley, Starzl and Williams. The inbound comes to Wallace into the backcourt. Into the frontcourt. Wallace right side. Pulls up. Gets it to Haley. 2:39 left. Northwest down 54-48. Need to get some things going offensively. Haley to the free throw line. Goes up with a jumper from 14. Rims out left. He has really struggled offensively. And the rebound. Johnson for St. Edward's. Again, Northwest just one shot down the floor. Cats down 54-48, 2:22 left. On the left side, spinning is Johnson. Out of a double team, kicks it out front, Stukes. Right side goes to Jones. Picked up by Williams. Jones with the dribble between the circles, 2:10 left. Down the lane to the bucket, left-hander left here. 56-48, Northwest down, just over 2 minutes left. Coach Ben McCollum telling his team to get down on offense. Wallace across the timeline, left side Williams. Need to get something done offensively. Williams out front. Looks right side Wallace. Wallace trying to find someone to cut through the bucket. Pulls up his dribble. Out front for Haley. 17 on the shot clock. Haley left wing. He wants another 3. Attempts this one off the front of the rim. The tap by Starzl won't go. Rebound loose inside. Out of bounds. And it will belong to St. Edward's. Off the front trying to save the ball inbounds underneath the bucket. Northwest is really struggling on the perimeter with their shooting. Punt goes to the sideline, and Sullivan back in. 56-48, Northwest Missouri State down. 1:38 left in the game. Cats going into full court pressure. Wacker for St. Edwards will inbound. Looks triggered and gets the inbound for Stukes. Picked up by Williams in the backcourt. And Stukes across the timeline into a double team of Sullivan and Williams. Now finds Jones. Jones spins right side for Campbell. Campbell back right side for Jones. Back on the right for Campbell. Campbell pass, pass, low left side. Intent for Johnson. Stripped out of his hands. Out of bounds, though. It belongs to St. Edwards with 1:22 left. Northwest down 56-48. Cats have never led. They're able to fight their way back to within one on a couple of occasions in the first half. Open up down 8-0. Inbound. Goes left side. They get it to Wacker. Now left for Johnson. Picked up by Wallace. Way out near the timeline. Pulls up with 1:17 left. Bounce pass left side Jones. 12 on the shot clock. 1:13 left in the game. Out front with the dribble. Falling to the floor is Jones. And he gets the timeout as he's on the floor. So a timeout with 1:08 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing St. Edwards 56-48. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
108 left, Northwest Missouri State trail St. Edwards 56-48. They felled a team that averages 71 points a game to just 56 in this one. But Northwest struggling on the offensive side, only 48 points right now, and just... We actually see the final totals on some of the rebounds here, but they have just really struggled getting second-chance opportunities offensively. 1:08 left. There's six on at the shot clock for St. Edwards as they get ready to inbound underneath their bucket left side. Zillian Jones will inbound. 56-48, Northwest trailing. For the Bearcats, Haley, Sullivan, Wallace, Starzl, and Williams on the floor. Officials met briefly, and now that instead of inbounding under the bucket left side, they will inbound right in front of the St. Edwards bench, so Jones will move over and inbound from there. Coach McCollum wanting to know why they decided to move it out to inbound here. Inbound though will come from Jones. Inbounds out between the circles for Wacker. There's four on the shot clock. Now to Stukes. Stukes back left side as the shot clock sounds. Northwest will get the ball. St. Edwards unaware that the shot clock was down to 6 seconds when they went to inbound. So Northwest will get the ball. They'll have to take it for the length of the floor here as Sullivan will run down and inbound it with 1:01 left. Northwest trailing 56-48. Cats need to score quickly. Across the timeline comes Wallace. Wallace gets a screen by Starzl through the lane. Lobs a pass right side for Sullivan. And his pass out front tipped away by Stukes into the backward. Chased down by Williams. Back left side for Haley with 48 seconds left in the game. Haley on the left side on the wing goes up with a three. But before he knocks it down, they'll have to wave this one off. I'm going to call a foul coming up on Northwest on the pick. Let's go on to Williams, a moving pick, and he just called for his third foul. Unfortunately, waving off a three by Haley. 56-48, Northwest Missouri State down. Inbound comes left side. They get it to Jones. Jones fouled from behind as Haley reaches around. Haley will pick up the foul, and that will be his second with 43.4 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State trailing 56-48. Send Zillian Jones to the free throw line. 69% shooter on the year, 35 of 57. And it's his first trip to the line. 5'10 junior. Free throw on the way, good. Big free throw for St. Edwards. 57-48 game. St. Edwards in front of Northwest with just 43.4 seconds left. Northwest trying to remain undefeated on the season, but got to come from behind to do it. Second free throw, rims around, out, ball on the floor, picked up by Sullivan for Northwest. 41 seconds left. Lost to the top of the key, into the left corner of Williams, a three on the way, misses it too hard. Air ball rebound, Jones inside for St. Edwards. Now the ball knocked loose, Sullivan knocks it out front, but it's controlled by Stooks. Into the front court, spins on the right side, 28 seconds left. Through the lane, layup won't go, rebound, fought four stars, will throws it away. Now it goes to Wallace with 20 seconds left. Wallace through the lane, ball knocked loose, out of bounds, will belong to Northwest. 18.6 seconds left. Northwest down 57-48. They've never led this afternoon. They were able to cut the lead to 5 in the second half. Wallace inbound. Starzl and lined up with the jumper from 12. Banks it in. So Starzl against the bank shot. Makes it a 57-48 game. And a fight for the rebound and a foul. They're at a 57-50 now. They get the two put up on the board. It's a 57-50, a seven-point game, inbound and a foul. So St. Edwards will come down the other end to shoot free throws. And it's back to Jones at the line. Cast down by seven. 13.5 seconds left. Free throw on the way, and good for Jones. So now two of three at the free throw line. 13.5 seconds left. It's an 8-point game. Here's the second free throw. And nothing but net. So Jones steps up, hits both free throws. And a timeout's been called. 13.5 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State down by 9. 59-50. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Off the inbound, Wallace takes it across midcourt. Northwest down by 9 with 9 seconds left. Sullivan in it, brother Wallace in the lane, loses the handle of the ball. Wacker picks it up, and a long outlet goes to Campbell. Campbell left side to the baseline. Will drive and will just run out the clock. And Northwest Missouri State into their first loss of the season in Honolulu this afternoon and evening as Northwest falls to defeat to St. Edwards. Final score, St. Edwards 59. And Northwest Missouri State 50. Again, a tough loss for the Northwest men. Never led in this game after falling behind 8-0 to start the game. Pulled within one on a couple occasions in the first half. Within five in the second half, but ending up losing this one 59-40. Again, Northwest falls to 8-1. St. Edwards will improve to 7-6 on the season. We'll be back and begin postgame activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to McKinley High School in Honolulu, Hawaii. John Coffey with you as Northwest picks up their first loss of the season. A tough loss to St. Edward's this evening, 59-50. The final score again, Northwest never led in this game. It fell behind by 8 to start the contest. Came back, made it an 8-7 game, and then really can never get over the hump and take a lead in this one as they ended up losing this one. Again, the final score 59-50 as Northwest falls to 8-1 and St. Edward's improves to 7-6. Just a tough situation on the boards here as St. Edward's did a very good job rebounding, out-rebounding Northwest 40-34 for the game, limiting Northwest to just 9 offensive boards the entire game. Northwest in the first half had just 3 offensive rebounds, and it seemed like in the second half Northwest, when they were needing to get some things going offensively, it was just one shot down the floor and a rebound for St. Edward's, and they were able to come down the other end. So a tough way on the boards. From a turnover standpoint, though, Northwest did a very good job in the second half after having 11 turnovers at the end of the first half. They only turned it over 4 more times for the game. They ended up being a turnover situation, just 2 more turnovers than St. Edward's for the game, but quite a few turnovers there in the first half. But Northwest did a much better job there in the second half. But again, problem with just getting one shot down the floor a lot of the time really hurt Northwest, and especially struggling from the field for the game. Northwest shooting just 36% from the field and just 3 of 16 on threes for the entire afternoon, compared to 8 threes for St. Edward's, a team that for the season been averaging about 7 threes a game. They had 8 tonight and then went over Northwest. So again, final score, Northwest Missouri State losing 59-50 to St. Edward's. Be back, have the extra effort award for you, and more coming up on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about celebrating successes at Northwest.
What a neat time of the year. You know, everybody's ready for the holidays and really celebrating and giving thanks. We talked about giving thanks last week. But at Northwest Missouri State University, John, so many good things to really reflect upon, step back and say thank you. And it's thanks to our students, our faculty, our staff, our community members, not just Maryville and Northwest Missouri, but it's really our alumni association and our alumni network throughout the world that all interplay. And just a couple of recent examples, John. One is, we're rebranding ourselves, looking at our graphic interpretations and looking at ways that we can talk about Northwest and use of Bobby Bearcat, et cetera. And we've had so much input from our community about that, and we're moving ahead in the near term in terms of rebranding. You look at the success of KZLX, our radio, college radio station, and national awards they've had. You look at the work of Dr. Michael Rogers, computer scientist who has worked with our students to develop iPhone applications, and Jackie Lamer, who has worked with the city, actually, and really trying to look at how to market Mozingo in a different atmosphere. So many good things. I even should have mentioned the American Royal Livestock Show, where, you know, our bull from our ag students received Grand Reserve Champion status. So many positives out there, John.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
And welcome back on our post game. Northwest Missouri State loses to St. Edwards 59-50. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Time now for our Extra Effort Award, and we look at Dylan Starzl for that honor tonight. Starzl ended up 6 of 12 from the field. He is 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 17 points total. Also pulled down 7 rebounds and had a block in today's game as well. So, again, Dylan Starzl is our Extra Effort Award winner as Starzl goes 17 points and 7 rebounds in the matchup here. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, and talk about tonight's game. What's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to Honolulu at the Oahu Classic. Northwest Missouri State loses in this one to St. Edwards, 59-50. The final score, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, tough loss, picking up first loss of the season against a St. Edwards team that jumped out to an early lead, and you're never able to get back and take a lead in the ballgame today.
Yeah, they were the aggressors from the start, and we backed down and got hit in the mouth and didn't fight back, and that's what happens. You know, as a collective group, you know, no one was really very good tonight. We got out-rebounded for the first time this season, which is awful for us. And, you know, they really competed. I mean, they competed hard, the other team. So, you know, we got a long ways to go. You know, that's pretty evident that you get beat by anyone anytime. You know, we're not overly talented. It's not our thing is out-talenting people. It's out-effort. Out-efforting people, and we certainly didn't do that tonight.
One of the keys, I thought, especially in this, well, both halves really, but in the second half when you're trying to make that little run, you'd cut it to single digits, but you're trying to get some things going, and you're just really being limited to one shot down the floor. You missed a shot and just couldn't get that second chance effort out of the team.
Yeah, couldn't get any offensive rebounds, you know, when we actually got a shot at the hoop. Couldn't knock down any threes. You know, we just weren't very good.
And now you look ahead, you've got Harding coming up tomorrow night. Just talk a little bit about the Harding matchup.
Harding, well, they beat this team by 20. So it's going to be a tough tussle, and they're a little more traditional, you know, which helps us. And hopefully we got that out of our system, and we're fairly angry about it, and we can fix it.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to McKinley High School in Honolulu as we wrap things up on our first broadcast out of the Wahoo Classic in Hawaii. Northwest Missouri State loses 59-50 to St. Edwards. The Bearcats record falls to 8-1 while St. Edwards improves to 7-6. For the Cats, only one player in double figures. Dylan Starzl again, 17.7 rebounds. Three players in double figures for St. Edwards, led by Shamik Johnson coming off the bench for 18 points, 13 points for James Stukes, and 10 points for Zillian Jones. And that's the double-figure scoring for St. Edwards. Up next for the Bearcat men, they'll be right back here tomorrow night. They will face Harding. That's a 10 o'clock tip-off Central Time. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 9:40 with our pregame. Then don't forget, on Monday, Northwest women's basketball is the Northwest women that take to the floor to face Midland Lutheran. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:40 pregame. Mike Order with the play-by-play of that one on Monday evening. Thanks to Christian Grady for engineering things along the Bearcat Radio Network tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Honolulu.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, Remax Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.